The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
This is how we do it.
Let's go, Bozzy.
Let's go. It's Friday night, which means that there's only one thing that you're doing right now. Well, I say that every single week, Boz, but there's probably a handful of people that are still not left of gym yet tonight because there's plenty of basketball that's still finishing up. Yeah. We're going on a little bit early tonight. No games on the area networks on radio. We had some channel games that are still going on right now. We will be able to get, obviously, those here in just a little bit. We have Benedictine Lady Ravens on 93-7 tonight. A big-time win in the Hart Tournament. Boz, by the way, they're going to the national tournament already.
That's awesome.
We have not done a great enough job of giving love to the Lady Ravens basketball team this year. We're going to make sure we do that tonight as well. Shout out, thank you, Megan, on the Facebook Live feed. Hello and good evening to the Rod Velt crew here this evening. But, Boz, we've got a lot to get through from games that happened last night. We've got games going on tonight, and we want to give an update of what happened today, first day of state wrestling out in Salina. We've had bottom-of-the-hour updates every single hour through 7:30, from 9:30 till 7:30 today on 103.9 KNZA. But that also means maybe our listeners on 92.1 or 93.7, they want to know what's going on. So we'll make sure to break everything down for you. If you want to know more about what's going on with the wrestling at state here this weekend, you can go to mscsports.net. Crinden Prophet and Brandon Tabman have been doing amazing work getting everything, all the updates for you on that. So you can go to mscsports.net and click on the 4A or the 3 through 1A bracket. And it's got every single grappler that we've got from our area, guys and girls, on there. So you can get an update of what's been going on. We've got some local kids going for state titles tomorrow. We've got some teams that have got some work to do on the backside of the bracket to get themselves a chance at maybe a top 10, top 5 finish in state. But, Boz, we went to a game tonight.
Yeah.
And we had to leave early. And neither Boz nor I wanted to leave early.
That's true.
It was a really good ball game. It's still not final yet. We'll have it for you here in just a little bit. But shout out Kurt Kilman up here in the studio. We got Joseph Curry down at Care Country. These dudes have been working hard, doing different games throughout the night for our area sister stations tonight as well. So with that being said, Boz, are you ready to talk a little bit about games from last night as far as scores for the area? These are, again, sub-state games that took place last night. That would be 3A girls and 2A boys that happened last night. Boz, are you ready to give some scores?
I'm gonna work through this. We came in hot tonight.
We did.
We didn't want to leave the game, so we're a little bit on the fly.
If you need a break, we can play our first break and then come back.
Let's do that.
All right.
We're trying to decipher.
Because we've got plenty of time. We've got people that are hanging out with us like they always do. We're glad that you're with us. We're going to take our first break, though, Joseph and Kurt. So when we come back, we'll give you scores from last night, give you an update of where things are sitting here tonight. You're listening in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday.
Thank you. my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic, inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Bob, this is my favorite segment every single week. Was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked? All right, welcome in after our first little timeout here to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz.
Hey.
And we've got Joseph Curry down at Care Country. Kirk Kilman back up here with us in studio as well, as we've got, this is our second to last show, and a programming note that we'll mention a couple times throughout the show tonight. Next week's show will be on Saturday. It will not be on Friday next week. It will be on Saturday after the conclusion of all sub-state games. That way it could be a true state-style preview show that, folks, Boz is going to have to remotely call into, apparently.
I'm going to be a caller. I'm going to make sure the phones light up.
He'll be on the Giant Communications hotline, which you could be on as well by calling 785-547-3461. Giant Communications hotline is open for you right now, 785-547-3461. 3461. Feel free to give us a call. You can talk about a game that you were at this week. Substate happened to start early this week as well. Last Saturday for some 1A Division II schools and Division I. So if you were at a game this past week, you want to talk about it, feel free to give us a call. On the Giant Communications Hotline, you can also nominate a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of the night as well that we give away at the end of the show every single week, both on the guys and the girls side. So need some nominations for that as well, or you can throw it in the chat for us on Facebook Live as well. I think we've got everything ideally worked up from last night's specific. This is, again, 2A boys and 3A girls for Boz to read off to you. Boz, what were the scores from last night?
All right, we're going to start on the girls' side of things. First off, Jeff West, they get the win over ACCHS, 51-36. Sabetha, they defeat Royal Valley, 50-21. Silver Lake gets the win over Perry LeCompton, 77-23. Close ball game, St. Mary's and Riverside. St. Mary's gets the win by 3, 43-40. Hiawatha, they defeat West Franklin, 57-40. Riley County, they get the win over Belle Plaine, 52-33. And Nemaha Central, they defeat Wichita Trinity Academy, 50-44.
Close game there. And
yep.
And I just wanted to verify, Royal Valley, Sabetha, final score and winner on that one again?
Royal Valley, they beat Sabetha, 50-21.
Okay. All right. And then on the guys' side, again, this is from last night, so this will be 2A boys substate.
Okay, Mar Hill, Mount Academy. I don't know that I've said this score all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have. I don't think so.
I got a text about it, but go ahead.
Okay, Mar Hill, Mount Academy. They defeated McClouth 90-42.
Yeah, I got a text. That's a triple burger.
A triple.
Triple burger, no double-double.
I don't think we've had to talk about that yet.
I have not had a 90 burger this year.
90
Shout
burger.
Out Ray Penning, who is the one that texted a shocker
of course.
About Mar Hill with that 90 triple cheeseburger last night. My goodness.
Yeah, big-time effort from Mar Hill Mount Academy. Jackson Heights, they fall to Caraparaville, 26-51. Horton gets the win over Maranatha, 49-39. Rossville, they defeat Donovan West, 52-32.
I just want to say, before we continue on,
okay.
D. West, my dark horse pick, last year, 4 wins.
Okay.
This year, they got 5. Not what we would classify as the, like, okay, check it off, but improvement happened.
Improvement, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So shout out to Coach Shelton and the Mustangs.
There you go. Valley Falls, they get the win against Valley Heights, 55-28.
I'm surprised you got that one right.
I know. There's a lot of valleys,
a lot of valleys.
In there. Kansas City Christian, they defeated Oskaloosa, 66-53. Wabunsee, they get the win over JCN, 52-45.
Close game.
Very close game. And Mission Valley, they defeated Pleasant Ridge, 68-51.
Okay, so that's from last night. Again, we will get scores from tonight as they come in. We've got a couple for sure that we know from tonight. Tonight, again, we'll get to 1A in just a little bit. This is all 2A and 3A because that was played last night and tonight. And so tonight, it's the flip of what we just talked about, Boz. Tonight would be 2A girls and 3A boys. What scores do we have so far for these games?
Okay, we're going to start on the girls' side. Wabunsee, they defeated Valley Falls 64-27. Donovan West got a big-time performance tonight, 60-19 over Pleasant Ridge. Horton gets the win. That's the game we were at. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Close game. Horton pulls away at the end. They get the win, 49-39 over Jackson Heights. Valley Heights, they get the win over JCN, 62-33. Those are the scores that we have so far on the girls' side.
I've got a couple more that I can go ahead and give to you as
what
well.
You got?
I got Mar Hill Mount Academy. They defeat Caraparaville tonight, 49-17.
Okay.
And then we've got Kansas City Christian defeated McClouth tonight, 55-26. That's 2A girls substate.
Okay, so we only need two scores then from tonight, Rossville and Mission Valley and Oskaloosa and Maranatha Academy.
I got your Rossville one for you as well.
Boom.
Rossville defeating Mission Valley 47-29.
Nice.
So it'll be Rossville and Wabunsee in the next round. We're going to break these brackets down here throughout the night. Don't you worry about it. But we still need, you said, Oski and Maranatha, correct?
Yes, that's the one we need on the girls' side.
So we need that for 2A girls. If you've got that, make sure you send it our way. How about 3A boys tonight, Boz? We got any scores pouring in for that?
We do. Some scores on the boys' side. Hiawatha falls tonight to Osage City. Really good game. Osage City comes out with the win 68-59 over Hiawatha. Haven, they defeated Riley County 62-43. Nemaha Central gets the win over Smoky Valley 62-32.
Big time
30-point win for Nemaha Central tonight. Atchison, they defeated KC Schlegel.
Phoenix!
62-52.
That's 4A.
Yes. Sabetha, they get the win over Osawatomie 65-35. Another 30-point win. And Marysville, they defeated Chaparral High School 64-45.
So the scores we still need. And this was my game of the week. We just physically could not make this happen tonight, Buzz. My game of the week was Wellsville hosting Perry Lecompton. And I just got a note in from Kurt. That game in overtime right now. The 7-10 matchup in that 3A boys substate. Perry Lecompton, Wellsville in overtime. And so I'm excited to see if the Cause can pull off that win. They would then face off against Santa Fe Trail. Did you say that score already?
No.
Okay, Santa Fe Trail defeated ACCHS tonight 69-24.
Okay.
Did you have Riverside?
No.
Riverside defeats Roll Valley tonight 64-57. A really competitive game there tonight in Riverside. What else do we still need?
Jeff West and Silver Lake.
Need Silver Lake, Jeff West boys. Yep.
Yep.
And that's it for the scores from tonight. So not too many that we need. We knew it was going to be kind of a light night just because of 1A. We're going to dive into that one right now, Boz, as we'll go into this because these games happened earlier in this week. In 1A Division I, this is the Centralia Substate Onega. You heard it on 92.1 KMZA earlier this week on Monday, defeated Rural Vista 56-43. How about the Buffs, Boz?
Come on, let's go.
Two wins a season ago.
Yep.
8 wins now this year for the Buffaloes from Onega. Clifton Clyde, led by Sevy Wirtz, my friend, defeated Bishop Seabury 72-9 on Monday.
That's not a typo.
Not a typo. And then maybe the upset of this upper bracket, Frankfort, the defending champions in 1A Division II, knock off Washington County in double overtime on Monday, 57-55. That links up a TVL battle in the semifinals for both of these teams, or both of these semifinals in this bracket, Centralia Onega and Clifton Clyde and Frankfort. Troy, they got the bye, so they didn't have to play this week. Blue Valley Randolph will be their opponent. They defeated Lincoln 47-16 earlier this week in their earlier game of substate. That's 1A Division I girls. How about on the guys' side that happened earlier this week? Boz, on Tuesday, on the guys' side, Blue Valley Randolph upsets Centralia in overtime 55-52 in their ball game. Frankfort, they knock out Onega 64-31 in their opening round game of substate. Troy, the Trojans, 32-point win against Rock Hills earlier this week. I know that gym was electric earlier this week. 67-35 the win for Troy. And then Washington County falls to Rural Vista 85-57. Those are games again played earlier this week for 1A Division number 1. How about Division 2? The only school that we're tracking in Division II, Boz, got a big-time win earlier this week. The Axtell Eagle girls in 1A Division II, 81-16 over Natoma on Monday night. As Coach Brockstrom's got that squad playing at a high level right now, and the Eagles move on to the semifinal round here tomorrow. And we'll break that down for you here in just a little bit with all of these brackets. On the guys' side, 1A D2, nothing to really report because Axtell had a bye. So did Hanover earlier this week. So, Boz, that's our score recap. What scores do we still need? Oh, we just got one. Thank you, Nancy Schumann. on Facebook. Silver Lake defeats Jeff West 73-40 on the guys' side tonight. So the Eagles move on here in the opening round of Substate. Thank you, Nancy, very much for that. So what do we still need?
So on the guys' side, we only need Parla Compton-Wellsville.
Overtime.
Overtime game. And on the girls' side, we only need Oskaloosa-Maranatha.
What? We're 20 minutes into the show. We've got all the scores but two? That's what happens, Buzz, when you only got a handful of games being played.
Short night.
Short night, potentially. All right. Foz, we're going to take our second break here. When we come back, we're going to dive into brackets because I know that's what people are interested in right now. They want to know about brackets. We're going to talk wrestling in a little bit as well. I want to give the love to the grapplers from our area as well. But before we take our – we'll take our break. When we come back, I got an amazing recap from Tom Couch to play for you as well. You know what? I think we'll do it right now. I found it here. We're going to go ahead and do it. Benedictine Lady Ravens, my friend. Big time win tonight against Grandview. It's the Hart Tournament.
Well, guys, you may be saying this is the high school basketball scoreboard show, but really all I heard was basketball scoreboard show. So I'm here to share the great news that the Benedictine College Lady Ravens up in Des Moines tonight took a huge win over a quality Grandview team and are on to the championship of the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament, winning today 80-67. For the Lady Ravens, wow. Lauren Dubert, she's out of Beloit, 27 points. Josie Weiser out of JCN, 25 points. Nicole Stork, 10 points. She's from right down the road here in Adel, Iowa. And the Benedictine women go to 23-7 on the season. Grandview, a fantastic team. They ended up number two in the conference, Benedictine three. So in that 2-3 matchup, a game that had the fans on their feet and on the edge of their seats all evening long. So again, just wanted to report, the Benedictine Lady Ravens continue to win in the conference tournament. Championship game is going to be in Olathe. We'll be at Mid-America Nazarene Monday night, a 7 o'clock tip-off from Bell Family Arena. Tom Couch reporting here on this high school basketball scoreboard show, but we did sneak in a college game.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. We've got a correction to make here, Boz, because...
Yeah.
When we said this on the girls' side of things, it was the boys' score from last night. But we've got some breaking news because an upset has happened in 2A girls' basketball, my friend. Go ahead and give it to me.
So, yeah, we thought we had the score. This was the game we were at. We had to leave early, so
yep.
We left right at the start of the third quarter. It was a back-and-forth game. We watched a little bit of it on the way to the studio on the channel. Got the score, which was incorrect. It was actually the boys' score.
From last night. Yep.
So we apologize. This is the score that we've got now. Jackson Heights gets the win over Horton 51-48. Initially, I had said Horton beat Jackson Heights 49-39.
But that was boys' score from last night. So the girls' game from tonight, the 12-seeded Jackson Heights Cobras go on the road to Horton and upset the Chargers 51-48. Jackson Heights now moves on to the semifinal round of Substate. Boz, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down brackets for you. There's a lot to get through. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Beach, y'all. Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know this is so, so dead.
What are they playing, Bob?
We're playing basketball.
You know, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way you
dribble
up
and down the court.
Yeah, this is Jake and Boz, and this is our show, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. That's one of my favorite intros to get back into this with. We got Joseph Curry at Care Country, Kurt Kilman hanging out with us up in the studios as well. Thanks for tuning in here once again tonight on a Friday where we've got so many things to get through. There is so much going on, whether it's the collegiate side of things. Congratulations to the BC women. Benedictine, Lady Ravens moving on in the Hart Tournament, and as mentioned earlier, already qualified for the national tournament. So we'll have plenty to talk about with them towards the end of the show. But high school basketball, Boz, it's here, and it's sub-state time. What results do we have, my friend?
All right, scores from tonight on the girls' side. Wabunsee, they defeat Valley Falls 64-27. Rossville gets the win over Mission Valley 47-29. Donovan West took it to Pea Ridge tonight, 60-19. Again, the correction score, don't want to make sure everybody we get this right. Jackson Heights, they defeat Horton, 51-48. Casey Christian, they get the win over McLeod, 55-26. Marhill Mount Academy, they defeated Care Paraville, 49-17. And Valley Heights gets the win over JCN, 62-33.
Okay, that's on the girls' side from tonight. So you're going to go guys' side tonight.
On the guys' side, really good game here. Hiawatha, so close, can't quite get it done. Osage City gets the win 68-59. And we had talked about Hiawatha. They were a hot team. They were playing really good and just couldn't quite get it done tonight. But a really good season for Hiawatha. Haven, they defeat Riley County 62-43. Nemaha Central gets the win over Smoky Valley 62-32. Atchison, they defeat KC Schlegel 62-52. Sabetha gets a 30-point win tonight over Osawatomie 65-35. Silver Lake. They jumped all over Jefferson West. They get the win 73-40. Santa Fe Trail defeats ACCHS 69-24. Riverside, they get the win over Royal Valley 64-57. And Marysville defeats Chaparral 64-45.
Okay, and that's 3A on the guys' side tonight. We did have a 4A score, I think, as well for Atchison, right?
Yes, yep.
Go ahead.
We already said it, but you weren't paying attention, so.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Gosh darn it. That was 4A.
I was waiting for the Phoenix call.
There it is.
I was pulling up something
about
a minute late.
I was pulling up something on the screen.
Okay.
My fault on that. I was trying to track with you as I was looking at brackets, and so that's all from tonight. How about from last night, Boz? This is 2A boys and 3A girls. Where are we starting with this?
We're going to start with the girls.
Ladies first.
All right. Jefferson West, they get the win over ACCHS 51-36. Royal Valley defeats Sabetha 50-21. Silver Lake, they were all over Perry LeCompton 77-23.
Before we move on, can I make a quick comment about this game?
That the Silver Lake Perry LeCompton
yes.
game? Okay, what do you got?
I want to give a little bit of love to Coach Kyle Porter from Silver Lake.
Okay.
There's some scores where we've seen, you know, 90-7 and different things like that, right? And we've seen where maybe teams have just gone bonkers and you know, they win big. This game at halftime was like 54-4, I think. Something like that is the updates we were getting last night. I just want to give a little bit of love to Coach KP. Because I've had this conversation, and I know that there's two sides of this fence, and maybe I'm not going to make friends by saying something like this, but
I might not be your friend.
Right. But I just want to say that I think it says a lot about a guy that's got a little bit of respect. Maybe
sure.
You're up 54-4 at halftime. You know your studs, Kaylin Haney. She's not going to play in the second half.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a 12-person roster. You know, you go 8-9 deep. Well, those other three that typically wouldn't play, they're playing majority of the second half.
Yeah.
And the score ends up 77-23. I'm just saying that game probably could have been 110-15-20.
Absolutely.
And it didn't allow for that to happen. So I just wanted to say, again, I'm definitely not somebody that everybody deserves participation trophies, anything like that. But when it comes to the game of basketball, yes, you can really run up the score by leaving your starters in the entirety of a game. I know that did not happen in that game, and I just want to applaud that a little bit.
And
again, maybe I'm not making friends here, but I just think that's the right thing to do.
Well, here's my take on that, and I'm not I don't disagree with you at all. I think it's classy for you got a reaction.
Sorry, Perry beats Wellsville in overtime, 78-68. Fly high, cause. Come on with it.
In overtime, 78-68. Okay.
Sorry. Awesome. Continue on with your thought.
So here's the thing. You start talking about that, and I think it is a class act when you've got a bench full of 12 girls on a sub-state roster, and you play those other girls so that it stays in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to absolutely just embarrass your opponent. That's not what it's about. Now, I will say on the flip side, there are times, and I know – so we've talked a little bit about – when we go through state rankings and stuff, Little River girls are ranked number one above Centralia in that it was class D1 or 1A Division I. The thing is, Little River had a game earlier this year that was, it was like 90-something to 5. And I know the coach of Little River, and he's like, dude, I played everybody.
Yeah.
I played everybody I could possibly play, other than letting them just dribble down and shoot layups, which that doesn't help anybody. You're playing a game.
Sure.
And the girls that are in there that don't normally get to play, you're not going to tell them, go stand on the sideline and just let them do whatever.
Yeah.
So sometimes those scores can get out of whack, and it's not from a coach trying to rub it in or, you know, they're trying they're trying to do what they can, but it's just the score is crazy. And a lot of those coaches that I know that try not to make it be that way,
sure,
they catch flack for it. And
right.
You're like, I don't know what else.
What else can I do?
I could have done.
I think there are instances of that for sure, like you just referenced.
Yeah.
But there's also instances where, you know, because sometimes it just is what it is. There are some teams that they just struggle enough that they can't get out of their own way, maybe.
Yeah.
And so unless there was nobody on the floor whatsoever, then they're not going to score. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the case in this specific game that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, again, I think there are instances where you're referencing that, but I do think that Maybe I'd like your input on this. I mean,
yeah.
You think it's a 50-50 thing where 50% of the time it's a coach trying to be like, you know what, forget this, we're going to run it up, and 50% of the time a coach is trying not to do it and it still happens? Because I would venture to bet it's more 75-25,
yeah,
where a coach is, you know, if a score gets out of hand like that, 75% of the time the coach is allowing it to happen, and 25% of the time they're trying not to let it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, on a percentage basis, I'd say – you're probably pretty close. I don't know. I might say 50-50 on that, because most of the coaches around, you know, they're not out to just absolutely embarrass somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it does anything for your program. It doesn't do anything for the kids that are on the court. So I really don't think that there's coaches trying to do that a lot. You know, we see this sometimes in football, too, where you see a score that's like 80-7.
Yeah,
you're like, what? Everybody immediately throws shade.
Sure.
Like, oh, how in the world can you do that? And we've been in conversations with coaches where, like, I don't know what it was, a pass.
Can we take a knee?
Interception, touchdown.
Yeah.
Interception, yes. Touchdown. I mean, yes. And so things can get out of hand. But for the majority of the time, I think coaches are trying to do the right thing. And
yeah, I mean, if you win 90-10 and you literally emptied your bench by halftime,
yeah,
then it is what it is. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of if it's 90-7 and your starters played into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be where I would draw that line. Okay, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We need to know St. Mary's Riverside on the groove.
Yes, St. Mary's Riverside, really close game. St. Mary's gets the win by 3 over Riverside, 43-40. Hiawatha gets the win over West Franklin, 57-40. Riley County defeats Belle Plaine, 52-33, and Nemaha Central. They defeat Wichita Trinity Academy 50-44.
And also in that same sub-state, this is in the 3A girls, Marysville upset Haven on the road 42-38 in that sub-state. All right, Boz, we promised that we're going to break some brackets down. Let's do it, buddy, because this is where this is yes. Oh, you haven't done the boys yet?
Can we do the boys?
Yeah, go ahead, do the guys.
Excited. You
I am.
Start.
I want to break these things down because this is where the whole entire season culminates to right now.
What we've been leading up to.
Come on with it.
Okay, real quick then, from last night, boys scores, Mar Hill Mount Academy. What do we call it? The triple cheeseburger?
Triple cheese. That shout out Ray Penning. He came up with that.
All right.
Triple cheese.
They defeat McClouth 90-42. Care Paraville, they get the win over Jackson Heights 51-26. Horton defeats Maranatha 49-39. Rossville, they get the win against Donovan West 52-32. Valley Falls defeats Valley Heights 55-28. Kansas City Christian, they get the win over Oskaloosa 66-53. Wabunsee gets the win over JCN 52-45. And Mission Valley, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 68-51.
All right, now can we break down brackets?
Hey, go. Now, ready. Go.
Ready, set, fire. All right, let's start it at 1A Division 2. This is the Tescott Substate. This is on the guys' side of things. And the Axtell Eagles got a first-round bye in this Substate. Boz, they play on Monday at home against Twin Valley League foe Lynn, who defeated Lost Springs Center earlier this week. And so that'll be another Twin Valley League matchup. Hanover will host Victoria, and that'll be an interesting 4-5 matchup. That'll be at Hanover 1A-D2. Axtell, a team that just, again, has everything in front of them right now, my friend.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, it's tough to beat a team 3 times. Centralia found that out. A lot of teams will find that out. Horton girls tonight found that out. It's
yep.
tough to beat a team 3 times in a season. Axtell tries to do that on Monday against Lynn. How about 1A Division 2 on the girls' side of things? Hanover got the bye. They're the top seed in this sub-state. They will host Northern Valley, who beat Tescott 51-36 earlier this week. And then Axtell girls, big-time win against Natoma on Monday night. 81-16, they now take on Pike Valley at Republic County High School this Saturday. That's tomorrow. And so there's everything in front of this Eagles girls team as well. An Axtell team that took Hanover to overtime just 2.5 weeks ago.
That's what I was going to say. That it lines up. And if you're Axtell, you want another shot at Hanover. You were so close. You just couldn't get the job done. You want to advance and get another shot at them.
Preach, brother.
Let's go.
Preach. So Hanover, Northern Valley, Axtell, Pike Valley tomorrow in the semifinals of 1A Division 2 girls substate. The bottom side, Lynn, again, not a team we cover. They're in the Twin Valley League, though. They did have a bye. They take on Victoria on the girls' side. 1A Division I, Boz and I will be there for this one next Friday. But this is what it shapes out to be for the semifinals tomorrow. Centralia and Onega, Twin Valley League battle. Again, we were gassing up the Buffs a little bit earlier, Boz.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a couple wins a season ago. They're up to 8 now. They have 4 times their winning from a season ago. They take on Centralia, unbeaten, unblemished Centralia, tomorrow at 7 o'clock in that semifinal game. Also tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Twin Valley League battle between Clifton Clyde and Frankfort, the Wildcats, defending state champs, upset Washington County in overtime on Monday. So it's the Wildcats taking on the Eagles. Twin Valley League matchup of Clifton Clyde hosting Frankfort tomorrow at 7. Also tomorrow at 7, this is an old Twin Valley League battle. It's Troy, the Lady Trojans, hosting Blue Valley Randolph tomorrow night at Troy High School, 7 o'clock. And I think that game will be good.
Yeah, I agree. I do too. Here's the thing I always wonder, and if Troy, they are 16-1 on the season, the 2 seed. This is you wonder, you get the bye, how does that benefit you? You get to rest a little bit, you get to practice a little bit more, maybe do a little more scout, mm-hmm. or does it disrupt your rhythm a little bit with that bye going in? You know, you see that happen sometimes. You get out of that rhythm and all of a sudden you're playing a team that this is a good Blue Valley team.
Yes.
That's going to be a battle.
They're a good team and they're tall. They've got some size, and I know that this is a team. Again, it's Twin Valley team. And so you cannot ever write anything off. But, man, I tell you what, this Trojan team, they're locked, they're loaded, they're focused, man. I'm excited for this matchup. Boz, what do you got going on tomorrow night?
Nothing.
I think Boz and I might show up to Troy High School tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe. You know, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. That's a high possibility to go check that one out. I think that might be a really good game in 1A Division I on the girls' side. How about the guys' side of things? Frankfort knocked off Onega on Tuesday this week, so they move on to the semifinal round against Bishop Seabury. Remember this Bishop Seabury team?
Yeah.
Kept Centralia out of the state tournament on a buzzer beater. Old Jared Schleppe had an amazing call from that game just a year ago.
Yeah.
And so a familiar opponent for a Twin Valley League school. And so the Wildcats will take on Bishop Seabury at Bishop Seabury Monday, at 6 o'clock for that game. Blue Valley Randolph, Twin Valley League team we talked about that knocked off rival Centralia, 55-52 in overtime. They take on Lincoln. Bottom side of that bracket, how about this game on Monday?
Yeah.
Burlingame, a team, the Bearcats, man, I tell you, this team, year in and year out, finds themselves in the same substates as the Twin Valley League schools that we cover and always just fall short to Twin Valley League schools. I know who their coach is. He's a great coach, been there a long time, has a great program. But they got to take on the Troy Trojans on Monday.
And that's no easy task, Troy. They're playing good basketball. And I've been a fan of Troy. You know, we talked last year even. I look at that team.
They were your dark horse last year.
Yes, and I look at them this year, and they're very similar. Got a lot of the same guys. They lost a few. But Troy, I like the way they play. They're just hard-nosed.
You like
tough.
The way they dribble up and down the court?
I like that, too. that's going to be a good game. But Burlingame is always one that we see right there that just – it's going to be a good matchup.
That game will be at 6 o'clock on Monday. Clifton Clyde, they got a bye on the guys' side. They'll take on Rural Vista on Monday as well. That's at 7. That's 1A Division I boys. How about 2A girls? This is the Valley Heights Substate. Boz, top seed Wabunsee. They knocked out Valley Falls tonight, as Boz mentioned earlier, 64-27. They will now play host to a Rossville team who went to Mission Valley and just obliterated the Vikings tonight. And a Rossville team that is healthy right now, Boz.
Yeah, for sure.
So Rossville heading to Wabunsee next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
And that's going to be a really good game. We had a chance to cover Wabunsee substate last year. They were young. They had a couple freshmen that were tall. They got good size. That's going to be a good matchup with what Rossville has. And you mentioned they're healthy. That's going to be a really good game.
Donovan West, your dark horse, my friend. They took care of Pea Ridge tonight, 60-19. So they move on to the semifinals, and the upset of the night, Jackson Heights Cobras, the 12 seed, knock off the Horton Chargers tonight in Horton, 51-48. And so the Cobras will travel to Highland on Wednesday next week, 7 o'clock tip-off between D. West and Jackson Heights. Fun little backstory. Head coach of Donovan West, he might be a graduate of Jackson Heights.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's been quite some time since, you know, you have Midway Denton, you got Highland, and, you know, all these consolidations that have happened over the last few decades. It's been a while since Donovan West and Jackson Heights have linked up on the basketball court.
Okay.
And this will be just a fun game. I think Donovan West, your dark horse pick to make a deep push at the state tournament. They definitely have everything in front of them, like we've talked about earlier for the Axtell teams that we mentioned.
Yeah, I think when you look at Donovan West, I obviously picked them early in the season to make a deep run. I absolutely think they can do that. They've had a good season, but they've kind of flown under the radar a little bit. You know, we haven't talked a ton about them. They're 15-5 on the season. That's a fantastic season. They've got Jackson Heights coming up next Wednesday. That's going to be a good game, I think, because Jackson Heights, you get a win like that tonight over Horton, confidence is high. We were at that game, Jackson Heights, Horton, and the energy, you even mentioned it during the game. Jackson Heights they were fired up. They were ready to go.
Yes. That was probably the most energetic game that I've seen them play this year. We watched them on the Cobra Channel.
Yeah.
We've seen them a couple of times in person, and there was a different energy about them. I'll tell you this, from that ball game we watched tonight, we saw 2.5 quarters of it of, again, Horton, Jackson Heights. And this was a ball game where teams that like to muddy things up, it completely changes the dynamic of the way a team likes to play. Horton, as a prime example, Jackson Heights muddied this game up, made it physical, a lot of turnovers. I mean, you and I were kind of laughing over there, just saying, my goodness, like, I wonder to know how many turnovers are in this game already before halftime even got there. But that was the style. And that's when you see upsets happen at this time of the season. It's when something like that gets implemented.
Yeah, so here was my take on tonight's game. And I think part of it is it's first round of sub-state. You win or go home. There's a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy. Sometimes that translates into a sped-up game where the players are just a little bit out of control. And that's what it looked like early in this game, as you mentioned, just turnovers, and you can just tell. I mean, they're just excited, and they just couldn't slow down. The second half, I felt like, from what we saw in the third quarter, honestly, I think teams probably got a little bit tired, and they slowed down a little bit,
yeah,
which led to a little better execution. Here's the thing I look at with this game, Jackson Heights and Donovan West. If Jackson Heights wants to beat Donovan West, they've got to take care of the ball. That's something Jackson Heights has had some trouble with, just turnovers throughout the course of the game. They're going to have to handle Highlands or Donovan West's press.
Yeah.
Horton did it tonight. They tried to speed Jackson Heights up, and they did, but that in turn sped Horton up a little bit, maybe more than they were comfortable with. So it's going to be two different dynamics. Donovan West wants to play fast. They want to press. They want to turn you over. Jackson Heights, they've got to slow down a little bit, execute a little better. If they can do that, they'll be in that game.
Donovan West wants to speed it up, like you just mentioned, and they want to make it a track meet. Briefly about this Horton Charger team, my dark horse, both my dark horses bow out here in the first round of the postseason. But I want to give some love to Coach Gary Sorensen and that team that he has, because that's a 5-6 win team from a season ago. They finished 13-8 this year now, and this is a squad that's got a couple seniors, but they are young, and they will bring a lot back next year. I know this is not the ending that they wanted to have, but I just wanted to say that, hey, that's a check mark, a successful dark horse pick by the Horton Charger girls this season, patting myself on the back just a little bit. But I knew it was coming, and so did people in Horton. They knew this team, this program was on the brink, and this was a big breakout season that can only be a building block for the future.
It's fun to see turnarounds. You know, you mentioned Onega. They dramatically increased their win total. That's a positive thing. That's a good thing. Horton did the same thing this season, and like you said, I think they're on the verge of starting to – be more consistent with that, you know, having a bunch of wins in the season. But I did want to mention out, because we saw Horton play one time, I think, earlier this season.
Riverside at home.
Yep. And, you know, you're trying to kind of watch both teams and take notes. And tonight, I'm going to tell you what, Horton, you mentioned a young team. There's a sophomore on that team. If I was coaching, man, I would love to have this young lady on my team. Kansas Keough.
Yep.
She can handle the ball. She's only a sophomore. She can handle the ball. She's got some moves getting to the rim. She kind of does it all. And I think the future is bright for Coach Sorensen. With as young as this team is, they're going to lose a couple seniors. Carly Huffless, Piper Chartier, big pieces of that team that they got to replace. But,
yes,
man, he's got these other spots that he needs to really have a good team in the next coming years.
So big ups to the Horton Lady Chargers. They fall tonight, though, to Jackson Heights, and the Lady Cobras move on. They will take on Donovan West in that 2A sub-state Valley Heights bracket. Again, that game will be at Donovan West on Wednesday, for sure on the Cobra Channel at 7 o'clock. How about the bottom side of the bracket? We did get the final for Oskaloosa. The Dub Bears moving on against Maranatha 45-42
in overtime.
Tonight in overtime. So they will take on Kansas City Christian next Wednesday at KCC. So big ups there for the NEKL moving on in the opening round. Staying in the NEKL, Marhill, with their win against Care Paravel, they will host Valley Heights. And this matchup, to me, Buzz.
Yeah.
Next week, it's not even, there's no day or time yet for this one.
Yeah.
Okay, the KSHSAA on their site says, you know what, we don't know, this game might be played on a Tuesday. We don't know.
Yeah.
No date or time yet released for that. But Marhill Mountain Academy against Valley Heights, I think, will be a dogfight.
Yeah, we haven't seen Marhill this year, and actually we haven't seen Valley Heights this year, but we've got, obviously, history with those teams.
Yes.
And I think this is just, like you said, it's going to be a battle, very physical game. You know, we saw last year, we saw Valley Heights, and Ava Smith is an absolute warrior on the court, crazy defender. I think that game, like you said, it's going to be really good, and Marhill has had a fantastic season. 16-4 on the season so far. So, yeah, that's going to be a good one.
So that'll be, again, I assume it'll be on Wednesday like every other game is. But for some reason, the KSHSAA does not have that up yet for us. How about on the guys' side of things for the 2A sub-state? Boz Marhill. Oh!
Watch out.
Triple Burger.
Yep.
Tonight, or last night, they will host Care Paravel, who I went down and watched. They beat Jackson Heights last night, and Care Paravel, a team that I don't think they can match up with Marhill.
No, I don't
this
think
is
so.
What I'll say about this matchup, though. Marhill has size, and they've got some shooters. Care Paravel has a ton of speed. They have seven guards, and all seven of them can shoot the three. And so Marhill, top seed, has everything in front of them. They will host this game, but I'm just going to preface it with this. That Marhill should win this game, right? But if Care Paravel has those kids shoot lights out like they did last night, that could be a very good game.
Well, you start talking about that with matchups. I mean, matchups can be everything, especially when you're playing a team you're not necessarily familiar with. And it's kind of going to be a little contrast of styles there a little bit. If you've got seven guard-type players that can get up and down the floor, they can influence pace of play. If they start shooting the ball and they get hot, things can go south in a hurry. So, but you said, I mean, Marhill, they put up 90 tonight. I mean, those dudes can flat score points as well. So,
yes,
that'll be a really good one.
Another good one. Horton, with their win against Maranatha, will take on Rossville, who knocked off Donovan West at Horton High School next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Woo! This game. Yep. I think can be another, which at this point of the season.
Yeah, sub-state finals, they're all
very
good.
Semifinals,
sorry.
Yeah. Don't get too ahead of yourself.
I know.
But Horton-Rossville next Tuesday, that'll be a great game, 7 o'clock at Horton. Valley Falls, they took care of Valley Heights last night, 55-28, as Boz mentioned. They'll be taking on Kansas City Christian, who beat Oskaloosa. That'll be at Valley Falls on Tuesday. This Valley Falls Dragon team, I'll tell you this right now, we're good friends with Coach Gatz. That's been such a good program for so long with him. I know that Coach Gatz would agree with me when I just make a comment of which Valley Falls team will show up.
Yeah.
This team can be unbeatable.
Yep.
And then there's times where you talk about matchups. Matchups cause some issues.
Yeah.
This team, I think, has got everything in front of them to make a run to the state tournament.
yeah.
and make a deep run at state.
And here's the thing I look at with Valley Falls. You're exactly right. I think consistency, and here's what's weird. You look at it, they're 16-4. So how bad is their consistency when they've only lost four games? So, but the ones where you would look at it and say, man, they should have really beat that team, and it was close. Maybe they still got the win. But Valley Falls has five guys, really, that can score. And if they get things going, that team is really, really difficult to beat. If they struggle early, that you know, foul trouble can always be a factor. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. So I think you're right. Valley Falls, they could go a long ways in this sub-state.
All right, and that's going to do it for 2A in this for the guys and the girls. We got to take another break. When we come back, we'll break down 3A brackets as well as where the standings are right now for a few 4A schools that we have here at the moment. So we'll do that when we come back. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Get on ahead. Get up and jump. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Radio Network.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Baez, with Kurt Kilman and Joseph Curry hanging out with us as well. And I'm Jake, and that's Baez.
Baez. Hey.
And make sure that we've got everything ready to rock and roll. We've got so much to get through to you. Baez, we got some scores that we need to get as well.
We do. Let's start with the girls' scores from tonight. While Buncee, they defeat Valley Falls 64-27. Rossville gets the win over Mission Valley 47-29. Donovan West defeats Pleasant Ridge 60-19. Jackson Heights, talked about that game a little bit ago, close one against Horton. Jackson Heights gets the three-point win, 51-48. Casey Christian, they defeat McClouth 55-26. Oskaloosa, they get the win over Maranatha in overtime, 45-42. Marhill Mount Academy, they defeated Caraparaville 49-17. And Valley Heights, they get the win over JCN 62-33. Those are your girls' scores from tonight. On the boys' side of things, Osage City, they defeat Hiawatha 68-59. Haven gets the win over Riley County 62-43. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Smoky Valley 62-32. Atchison, they defeat KC Schlegel 62-52. Sabetha gets the win over Osawatomie 65-35. Silver Lake, they defeated Jeff West 73-40. Santa Fe Trail gets the win over ACCHS 69-24. Big game tonight. You were excited about this one, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Wellsville falls to Perry LeCompton in overtime. Perry gets the win 78-68.
That's a flip of earlier in the season when Wellsville beat Perry LeCompton by 8 early in December. But I do a coach's show every single week with Coach Simmons, and he was confident with his crew.
Yep, good win for Perry. Riverside, they defeat Royal Valley 64-57, and Marysville gets the win over Chaparral 64-55.
What school was that again?
Chaparral.
No, you said
Chaparral.
Chaparral.
Well, it's one of those schools that's actually like Anthony Harper Chaparral High School. I know the athletic director down there. I need to ask him exactly how I...
No, I'm down with the way you said it. It just was funny. It was more just like a Chaparral.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like we're French or something.
Chaparral.
Hey, give me a Chaparral. All right. What other scores do we have? Any other ones we get through? All right.
That's it.
Let's continue to break down brackets here. Baez 3A girls side of things is the Hiawatha bracket that we're breaking down here. Jefferson West gets a big win over ACCHS last night. They take on top-seeded Osage City, who beat Osawatomie 90-26. That game will be at Osage City. And briefly about that contest, Jeff West, they play in the Big East, Baez.
Yep.
Osage has played a couple teams in the Big East and struggled in both of them. Got wins in them, but struggled in those. Would not be surprised if that's a good ball game on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
How about the Panthers of Royal Valley? 50-21 over Sabetha in the opening round. But Royal Valley now 12-6 as their official record. My goodness, this team. Coach Boucher, they've got some things rolling. Kiwi Miller just leading the way, as well as Broadus and the Klotz. They've got a good group there at the Purple Palace, dude. They're going to host Heritage Christian on Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, they're finding ways to win here late in the season. They're playing good basketball right when they need to.
Silver Lake, defending state champs, do what the defending state champs do. They win, Baez.
Yep.
They will move on and take on a St. Mary's team who had a close call against Riverside, the Lady Cyclones. Just a year removed from going to a state tournament, they lost three seniors from that squad, big presence in Taylor Weiser, but they had a good season, did the Riverside Lady Cyclones. They fall just shy, however, to St. Mary's in that game that happened last night in 3A. Wellsville, they get the win 67-7.
Yep.
Woo. Over Bishop Ward, defending title there for Wellsville. And they will take on and host the Hiawatha Redhawks, who defeated West Franklin last night 57-40 in a great game that was at the Roundhouse. So Hiawatha, tall task, taking on defending state champions in Wellsville. But we've seen this Hiawatha team, and we've obviously kept tabs on them, and they themselves had quite the year And they've got a couple kids that really can step up, and Coach Jasper's got that squad rolling pretty good right now.
Yeah, they do. And they've got girls that can score. Kylie Nelson, we've mentioned her name before several times, one of the better scorers in the state, top 25 scorer all classes. So you can get her going in that ball game, get some other folks to chip in. And here's the thing, gets to this point in the season, like you records don't matter. It doesn't matter anything that happened 2 months ago. If you're playing really good basketball right now, you put yourself in a position to advance through sub-state. That's all it takes. You can do that, get a big win. Emotions are high, and anything can happen at this point.
Going back to Silver Lake St. Mary's, this will be take three between these two Mid-East League, now Big East League rivals. Both times, Silver Lake won by double digits, most recently on February 21st, just last Friday, 60-37 in that game. I'm excited to see what happens with that one on Tuesday at Silver Lake. 3A on the girls' side, continuing on here. This is the Halstead Substate, and we've got Riley County moving on, the Big East champion. They defeated Belle Plaine. They'll take on Southeast of Saline at Riley County on Tuesday. And then Nemaha Central will have to travel to host Halstead and take on Halstead next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Halstead defeated Smoky Valley 63-36, and Nemaha Central knocked off Wichita Trinity last night 50-44. Tough task for the Thunder ahead of them.
Yep.
But again, we're talking about a Big East team right now, my friend.
Yeah, and Nemaha Central girls, traditionally a powerhouse. I mean, they always are in the mix. They've had a really good season this year. And I mean, they're sitting at 14-6, so maybe they wouldn't say that was a really good season for them, but anytime you get to this point, I'd never ever count out Nemaha Central. Coach Hilgen and what he does with the girls is fantastic, but that is a tall task against a Halstead team with only one loss this season.
No doubt about it. Again, but schedules matter, in my opinion, when you get to this point of the season. Speaking of schedules, Marysville plays a tough schedule. They beat Haven last night. Now they take on Cheney next week on Tuesday. Winner of Marysville Cheney takes on the winner of Nemaha Central Halstead. That championship game for both of these sides of the bracket will be hosted at Halstead. Staying in the Halstead substate on the guys' side this time. These games happened tonight. Nemaha Central rolling through Smoky Valley tonight, 62-32. Haven knocked off Riley County. And so Nemaha Central, they will take on now Council Grove, Boz. And this will be a team of Council Grove, the Braves. They defeated Wichita Trinity 63-52 tonight. And a Council Grove team that the league that they play in, you know, they, again, not the same as the Big East League. But this game will be played at Nemaha Central on Wednesday. And this is an opportunity that I'm excited for because Nemaha Central, if they can get to the title game, it's very possible. Because Marysville upset Chaparral, as you called them, tonight by nearly 20. There's a possibility this could be Marysville-Nemaha in a title game for this substate.
Yeah.
Not trying to say that Heston is not a good team. Heston, the top seed in this substate.
Oh, yeah.
They knocked off Belle Plaine tonight. But Nemaha Central's got everything in front of them. And this is a team that I said towards the beginning of the season, I felt like maybe one of the best teams that Coach John Thomas has ever had in his 500-plus win career.
You know, we talked about Nemaha Central early in this season. Well, I would say probably they weren't really on our radar. We knew they were going to be good, but we didn't know how good. And as they started the first half of the season and they hadn't lost a game, and things were just cooking for Nemaha Central. I mean, they're sitting at 18-2, only two times that they've stubbed their toe and got a loss. Again, same thing. Maybe it's a Nemaha Central thing. I don't count out Nemaha Central girls, and I absolutely would not count out Nemaha Central boys.
Okay, that game, again, likely on Wednesday. For some reason, KSHSAA doesn't have that time posted yet either. But
who knows?
We're going to guess. Okay. Also on Wednesday next week, how about this battle? St. Mary's and Sabetha taking – this is the 1-8 matchup. St. Mary's in an odd, I guess I should say odd, but different, we're not used to it, type of something that transpired with a team not eligible to play in the postseason. So St. Mary's got a bye, in the first round of Substate. And so they had to buy. Sabetha knocks off Osawatomie tonight. And so this is going to be a rematch between two Big East League schools now. So we've got a guaranteed Big East League team going to be in this semifinal. The one time they played each other this year, Bob's back on January 10th. St. Mary's beat Sabetha. Close game, though, 65-58 in that matchup.
Yeah, St. Mary's, that's my dark horse. I said they're going to make a deep run and stay, so they obviously got to get through the semifinals of Substate here. But St. Mary's, man, they are a team.
You just made everybody in Sabetha just upset with you.
I might have, but that's who I picked, so I got to talk about them here.
Yeah, sorry.
So St. Mary's, I mean, they've got shooters, they got size, they play up-tempo. I really like this team and what they can do, and they're sitting 15-4 on the season. They've had some close games. I do think Sabetha's playing good basketball right now. So, you know, again, anything can happen in Substate, but that's going to be a good one.
That one's going to be at St. Mary's Wednesday, 7 o'clock on the Sabetha Channel. How about this one? This is going to be the bottom side of this Substate. Silver Lake hosting Osage City, the 4-5 matchup. These two teams, my goodness, again, really good battle. Once again, Osage City, I shouldn't say streaky, but up and down season for the Indians, hovering around the 500 mark most of the season. They did knock off Hiawatha tonight in a very close ball game there tonight in Osage, but it'll be Osage and Silver Lake at the Eagle's Nest on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. This one I'm excited about. I'm happy about it. Santa Fe Trail, they defeated ACCHS tonight 69-24, so they move on to the semis. Their opponent, the 10th seed Cause from Perry-Lecompton, 78-68 over Wellsville in overtime, defending champion Wellsville Eagles. Knocked them out and avenged a loss from earlier in the season. I like the way that Coach Simmons coaches. I know that they've got some dudes, and this Santa Fe Trail team is a team that does beating a dead horse here. They don't play the spiggy schedule that Perry-Lecompton plays. So I'm excited for that game on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. How about the bottom side of this bracket, my friend? The Fighting Coach Herbies.
Yeah.
Riverside. They moved on against Royal Valley tonight, 64-57. Shout out, big ups, Royal Valley. Kind of a down season for them. A little bit of a struggle year for the Panthers. They gave Riverside everything they can handle tonight, winning 64-57 for the Cyclones. But Riverside moves on. It'll be Battle of the Cyclones, my friend. Bishop Ward, Riverside, at Riverside next week. Once again, assuming Wednesday at 7, but not on the bracket.
We'll see.
We'll see next week, won't we? So that's a breakdown of the 3A down through 1A brackets as they are going into tomorrow. Remember that tomorrow we got some 1A basketball where some teams will be fighting for a Substate championship game as well. Do not forget about that. We got another break to get to. We come back, we're going to talk about 4A. Vaz, 4A is so unique, and it's just East and West seeded 1 through 16. If you can make it, great, and then you got two games to make it to state. We got a handful of teams, a few teams, looking to try and get themselves better seeding. Well, seasons have been concluded tonight, so we'll know where everybody's at, where they're going in 4A. That's coming up. We're also going to talk about Benedictine. We're going to talk a little bit of wrestling as well in our final segment as we come up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Bob.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit
mconunderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, as we've got our final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Final time. Boz, say hey.
This is really the final time.
No, it's not. Well, for you.
Me,
yeah, it is. Oh,
I'm a little. It kind of hit me here about halfway through. You said, I'm not going to be here next week. That's the last show.
I'm
a little sad.
You're going to get a little teary-eyed?
A little emotional.
I mean, for sure, this is an emotional moment.
I had a commitment. I've got my for real job.
Wait, this isn't your real job?
No, not so much.
This doesn't pay your bills?
No, not really.
People at home are shocked.
Maybe
right
I
now.
Should negotiate with the company that's talking on the radio.
Moving on now.
No, I couldn't be here next week, and it's a bummer. You know, you go back last year, I had to be gone on one basketball show early in the season, but it wasn't the last one. I mean, it's like the last time. It was just. It's going to be different. I don't know if it's going to be the same.
It won't be the same. It never will be without Boz in studio.
That's right.
That's something that, Boz in studio always makes the show better, for sure. But we'll make do without you.
You will.
You'll call in, and we'll still have the Boz on the Giant Communications Hotline. We'll be able to have you on as long as you're able to next week. But, final Friday show of this season until next September, when we'll get back into football, which will be, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But we got focused on basketball right now here, Boz, because we've got 4A to break down briefly here on the girls' side of things. Atchison, the Lady Phoenix, they finished 10th, so they will be in the same sub-state. First round game will be at Wamego for Atchison. Holton in 4A, they draw the 11.
Ugh.
Atchison, by the way, and Wamego, they're in the Eudora sub-state. But Holton, man, they really could have used the win the other night if they did not want to have this matchup, because it was one of our two local teams that were going to end up with this matchup, and it's Holton They will travel to Bishop Miege, and they will be in the Rock Creek sub-state for that one, my friend.
And that's something to talk about a little bit with. We mentioned it throughout the season, especially on the 4A side, where it's every game matters.
Yes.
Based on your standings. And I remember week maybe 3, 4, 5 of this season, we were kind of looking at where things would shape up in the rankings. And somebody told us, man, it's too early. It's too early to look at that stuff. And it's when you get to this point, though, every single game matters. You can't have a game where you look back and I promise you there's probably players from Holton, coaches from Holton that are saying, man, there's 3 or 4 games in there that you look at. You're like, gosh darn, if we'd have won that game,
yep,
we'd be in a totally different deal. And
that's
then
why
your
I
path,
love 4A, 5A, yeah, 6A, dude.
Your path to getting through that sub-state can be a whole lot easier.
Yes.
As opposed to being a whole lot more difficult.
How about on the guys' side of things? We're talking Atchison and Holton, right?
Yep.
Atchison will host Holton in the 4A sub-state. They are in the same sub-state with Chanute.
Okay.
So it'll be the Chanute sub-state. Atchison will host Holton in the opening round of that sub-state. So two locals locking horns for the opening round of sub-state in 4A.
So I will remember when I was coaching Holton, Atchison, Holton, there we've had some postseason battles.
Mm-hmm.
Really good games.
Ahi used to be in the same league as Holton.
Yep.
Been a while.
Yep, been a little while. But those are always really
back
good
when
matchups.
I was in school.
That's been a long time. Man.
Long time. I remember their middle school. And we got Tom Kautz on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in here real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what is up, guys?
Man, we're talking about the Phoenix right now. And can you tell me, is the middle school still wearing green?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Okay.
We were just talking about.
As far as I know.
Okay. Well, Ahi, they are hosting Holton for the opening round of the 4A sub-state on the guys' side of things. You got any initial thoughts away on the way that the Phoenix, that sub-state that they drew, that'll be the same sub-state as Chanute?
Did you sneeze? No, that was Chanute. Okay, just trying to be very clear about that.
Kazoontang.
This is going to be a pretty interesting sub-state. You guys, the good news about it is, and what's always good news for me is, when I'm playing somebody I don't get to see usually. You know, I mean, and you guys just mentioned old time opponents, guys used to see back in the good old days, and had some really great games with and a really great strong history with, but you don't get to see them very often. This is what's really fun about the postseason. You get to see somebody new a little bit. You get to get a new opponent, maybe a new, you know, some new surroundings. Makes it kind of fun. Mix it up a little bit. Let's get some new blood in there.
That's right.
And so, Chanute is certainly not a team, you know, what, the Comets?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
You know it, Tom. You got this. So that's going to wrap up our breakdown of brackets, and that's going to transition us to why we have Tom Kautz on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, do you know why we got him on here?
I think I do. There's some Benedictine women's basketball.
Yeah, we need to get the insight from the one, the only, the iconic voice of the Benedictine Ravens, Tom Kautz. And, Tom, tell me a little bit about this squad. Boz and I were talking earlier in the show. We haven't given them enough flowers this year. It's time to give them an entire bouquet here tonight.
Hey, you need to go, down to the flower shop, you know, and we're not talking about it, guys. We're talking about that spray, you know. We're getting something really nice here. And these girls are playing better and better and better. And they've been good all season long. They were really good last year. And now you got a team that comes back and they have not only talented players. I mean, you got a coach been here 23 years. The guy that knows what's going on. You got 5 starting seniors and you got a 6th senior on the team that gets lots of PT. So you got a very experienced team. You're going to throw into that a lot of young players, and what they do to a lot of teams, what I think was a part of what they did tonight at Grandview, they gassed them. They wore them out. You just can't keep up with bringing in fresh players, somebody who's rested, somebody who's, you know, been on the bench a minute, come back in. Some teams have, you know, let's be honest, basketball teams, if you got a couple, 3 good players and 4 or 5, you know, surrounding players in the cast, you know, you're probably pretty good. But when you can go 5 senior starters, and then you're playing 12, 13 a night. I mean, regularly, like not once in a while, but every night you've gotten 13 in there, and not just filling up a spot and being warm bodies, but participating. These guys are hard to beat, and they will wear you out, and they will beat you in a lot of different ways. And that's what the BC women did tonight. That's this game tonight. They did what you have to do to beat a really good team, particularly on the road. And that's not let them get jumped out in front of you. You can't let these good teams at their place in a postseason playoff game kind of format get a lead. They didn't. It was a nip and tuck game in the opening quarter. BC started wearing them down. Second quarter, ladies got up by 17. Okay, go to halftime. Now, what you got is a really good team at home, and what they're going to do, they're not going in the towel here in front of a whole boatload of fans. I mean, this place is packed and rocking for postseason, okay? So what you do is they come back, tie the game in the third quarter, okay?
Jeez.
And then it comes to the fourth quarter, and BC imposes their will and just dispatches and wins by what it was, 10 or 12.
Yeah. So this is a rematch from just – you know, pretty much, what, last Saturday between these two teams?
From last Saturday. And then from the third, we were in Des Moines. I'm on my way home now.
Yeah.
And that was an overtime game up there. And each team had won one game going into the series this season. Each team had won on the opponent's home court. I mean, it's just a heck of a good matchup. The team tonight, the Grandview team had, they just announced the conference awards today. Conference Player of the Year. Benedict, she scored 6 points in the first quarter. Didn't score in the second quarter, didn't score in the third quarter, got a couple free throws in the fourth quarter. They completely removed her from that game.
Wow.
So, I mean, they did a great job. This was great coaching. And then really good. It's one thing to have a good coach to put together a heck of a game plan. Another thing then to execute that game plan, and they did that tonight. It was impressive.
So tell me now, as they got a chance for a Hart Championship game on Monday at Mid-America Nazarene, team that BC hasn't beaten yet this year, correct? And this will be a tall task for them, but, I mean, you're riding high right now.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. They're going to Mid-America Nazarene, and you're right, BC hasn't beaten them yet this year. But then again, they're a pretty good company. Nobody's beaten them this year. They're the undefeated conference champions. And they are really good. And, of course, their head coach of the year, assistant coach of the year, and lots of accolades for some of their players, newcomer of the year, a transfer in from the University of Illinois Chicago. And, you know, so, yeah, they're loaded up. But the thing about this Lady Raven team, they don't care. I don't think they're a bit concerned. I don't think they're a bit frightened. I don't think that they want anything but to get out there and play them.
Roll the ball up out there and see what happens.
Yes.
Big-time game on Monday. Excuse me.
Tear that thing up. And let's go down to Olathe. And then, when it's all said and done, I mean, is it academic? Well, maybe. I mean, sure, you want to win the conference championship. You want to be the dog, right? But all this team tonight that they beat at Grandview and Mid-America and Benedictine, all three 22-3-4 wins this season. They're all going to the national tournament next week.
Awesome. Exactly. And that's what we kind of started the show with a little bit, was that BC playing for a conference title, but, man, they are going to the national tournament already. And so, I agree.
No, I don't think there's any question.
They definitely want to get that Hart Championship. What's it going to take for them to do that on Monday, Tom?
Play like they did today, I think. I think that you take the really good player, again, you know, their best player, the newcomer of the year and all that, and you don't let them get ahead of you. Their place is, like, really a home court advantage. The crowd is big. They are raucous. They're having a good time, which is exactly what you want, or certainly what I love to see at a ball game. I want to see them having fun, making some racket, getting behind their team, and you can't let that team get in front of you early, because if you do, you're jammed up. You're in some deep trouble. And what they got to do is, like they did today, not let that home court advantage become a home court advantage. And Benedictine, let me tell you what, I think that Benedictine doesn't recruit well and have a real fan base and a real alumni base in the Kansas City area. They're everywhere, and they're going to show up for this. This place is going to be fun.
Boz, you got plans for Monday night?
I don't. Maybe now we do.
I think we're going to Olathe Monday night.
Come on.
you just might have to think about this. It's a good time. And their coach is really good. And I got to tell you, he's worth the price of admission. He's an entertaining guy to watch on the sideline. He's working it. He's working the officials. He's working the crowd. He's a good coach too. You know, I mean, it's a great bit of entertainment. If you go, you will not be disappointed.
Sounds like a great idea. If you can't make it, Tom will be there for you. Isn't that right, Tom?
Wouldn't miss it. Wouldn't miss it for the world, man. 7 o'clock Monday night, Bell Family Arena. It's right on the Mid-America campus, just right off of Black Bob there in the downtown LA. It's easy, right off 35 to get to.
All right, it'll be on 93.7 KAIR. Tom, appreciate you for joining us here tonight, my friend. Safe travels back home, and good luck on Monday. And
one more thing. You were kind of getting me a little misty a second ago. Final program? Dude, can it be to the end? Can this be happening already? What the world? I'm just getting warmed up.
I know, man, and your recaps, the ones we definitely look forward to every single week, so...
Happy to do it. Happy to be there, man. Appreciate
you. All right, brother. Drive safe. Thanks again, Tom Couch.
Good to see you. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Bye-bye. Tom Couch, once again, great work as always. Boz, always entertaining, always fun to listen to him. And we have a ton of great broadcasters in this company.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say this a lot. I put our broadcasters up against anybody across the state, anybody across the nation for broadcasting. Tom Couch is one of the best, if not the best, that we've ever had. And I love him to death. He's a great dude, great to the communities. And, I mean, he does so much for BC and Benedictine and the Atchison area. And just love that he was able to take a few minutes on his drive home from Des Moines.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to stay in a hotel. I'd rather get home to my own bed.
Yep, for sure.
So... again, Benedictine, big win tonight at Grandview, 80-67. They take on Mid-America Nazarene next Monday. That game on 93.7 KAIR. That's the Hart Championship game on the girls' side. Make sure you're ready to listen in or make the short trek down to Olathe and support the Lady Ravens in that one. Boz, we have a short list tonight of Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness game balls or...
It is incredibly short because there's nobody on the list.
Not a single one came in tonight.
We didn't get any nominees tonight.
On the girls' side, anyway. I got one that was sent to me on the guys' side of things.
Okay. And, our winner?
And this is going to be our winner tonight. Lane Kessler of Hiawatha. 14 points, 10 rebounds.
Double-double.
And a handful of blocks tonight in the losing effort for the Redhawks, but... Big showing tonight for Big Lane for Hiawatha. And, yeah, no other nominees. This will be the first time ever that we don't have any girl nominees.
Well, we kind of threw a little wrench in things. We got on the air quite a bit early, and maybe there wasn't – people didn't expect that. So I'm throwing out some excuse, making excuses.
I'm going to throw one out then for the girls. You're not going to have a say in it.
Nope.
Unless you got a girl to throw in there.
I don't.
And it's going to have to be from the game we were at.
Yeah.
Because that's what we took in. But I felt like Chesney Cochran for Jackson Heights really kind of got things going early. She had a couple threes for Jackson Heights in the first quarter. Scored half their team points in that first frame. And she was able to handle pressure fairly well against that full court press by Horton as well. And so I would put her name down. And then for Horton, I'd put down Kansas Keough as well.
Yeah.
That young girl had a great night and a great year in just her sophomore season. And so those are the two nominees I would put out from the game that we took in tonight.
I agree. I can live with that. Well, because I think what you said on Chesney, you're right. I mean, she got things going, knocked down a couple threes early. And when Horton was pressuring them, Chesney would take the ball out of bounds. Typically, it would get reversed, and then she's trying to get through pressure and did a pretty nice job doing that. So I agree. I think she was a little bit of a catalyst for the start of that game for Jackson Heights. And then I talked about Kansas Keough earlier. She's a really good point guard. She's somebody, as a coach, you're always looking for somebody that's going to be an extension of you as the coach on the court that can – you know, hear what you want done, call a set, run an offense, get people in the right spots. And she did that all night long.
All right. So I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think of that.
I got to mull over my
of your options there.
Okay.
While I go into wrestling update real quick, we will have wrestling updates bottom of the hour tomorrow as well on 103.9 KNZA. You can also go to mscsports.net right now and click on the stories for each the girls and the guys state wrestling results. What I'm going to go over with right now is just those that are wrestling for a state title tomorrow. This is in the boys state tournament for all classes, for all the way down through 1A. Easton Schletzbaum from ACCHS was a regional champion last week in Council Grove. He's won all three matches today. Boz, all by pin, has not wrestled longer than a minute and 12 seconds.
He saved some energy. He just got to work, just took care of business.
One of the best in 157 pounds in the state, Easton Schletzbaum, wrestles for a state title tomorrow. Max Bodaroff from ACCHS, he also was a regional champion a week ago at Council Grove. He also is wrestling for a state title tomorrow out in Hayes. And then in 4A, Osiris Unruh from Jeff West at 285. He won regional a week ago at Tonganoxie. Has a perfect record on the season and will wrestle for a state title tomorrow in Salina. Again, bottom of the hour updates all day long tomorrow. Those are the three wrestling for state titles in the guys' side. On the girls' side, this is 4A in Salina. Renee Keim at 100 pounds, first place regional champion 2 weeks ago at Paola. Boz and I got an opportunity of seeing her in person. What'd she do today? Just dominated, Boz. Won two of her three matches by pin, and then her other match, simple, just a tech fall. Had to stop the match 16-1 in that one. That is at 100 pounds. Also wrestling for a state title, Jeff West's Sophie Waters at 110 pounds. She won all three of her matches today by pin and will wrestle for a state title tomorrow as well. How about Holly Thatcher from Oskaloosa? All she does is win. This girl's been a dominant force in the girls wrestling state tournament for the last four seasons now. 120-pound division. She is wrestling for a state title tomorrow. She pinned her girls in 50 seconds, 30 seconds, and then won by tech fall 15-0 earlier today. And then two more, 4A in Salina, Mia Allen from Perry. She was a regional champion from a week, 2 weeks ago in Paola, and she won her first two matches today, Boz, by pin, and then in sudden victory overtime in the semifinals, 9-6, she wrestles for a state title tomorrow. And then how about Emerson Fordham from Onega, regional champion 2 weeks ago at Rossville, 235-pound division, and she won all three matches today by pin, will wrestle for a state title tomorrow. All the results from the first day of state wrestling is on our website, mscsports.net, and click on the boys or the girls wrestling story. You can see all the updates from today in state. Boz, did you have some time to think about those winners?
I think we're good.
Am I missing anything? I feel like the last couple of weeks you've had to catch me and say, oh, we need to talk about this.
Nope, I think we're good tonight. We didn't. It was just a little bit of a different. The last couple of weeks have been a little different with substates
sure.
and all sorts of things going on. So we had a lot of stuff last couple of weeks. Now things are kind of winding down a little bit with substates. So we're good.
All right. So we got a couple games tomorrow that should be on your radar. 1A Division 1 and 2 on the girls' side of things. But tonight's Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winners, my friend.
Okay. You threw them out there?
I did.
Got a nominee that did come in on the boys' side, Lane Kessler from Hiawatha. Big-time performance tonight in a losing effort. I mentioned that Hiawatha was hot late in the season, just couldn't keep their season going. But Lane Kessler had a big night, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Finishes this season with a double-double, added some blocks in there as well. On the girls' side, this one is a little tougher, and we only had two, so normally I would probably go with both, but I do think Chesney Cochran gets the game ball tonight just because that's a big-time win for Jackson Heights over Horton. Chesney got things going early, got the momentum going for her team, and they get the big-time win.
All right, tomorrow again, you got bottom of the hour updates all day from state wrestling. Again, if you don't know bottom of the hour, it's the 30, okay? The 30.
The bottom on the clock?
Bottom on the clock, okay? Not a digital clock. Look at your wristwatch or that analog clock on the wall, okay? Bottom of the hour updates from Crendon all day tomorrow on 103.9 KNZA from state wrestling. We've also got Sunday, we've got K-State versus Colorado, boo, men's basketball on 103.9 and 92.1 FM. And that's our sports schedule for the weekend. Boz, anything you want to send us off with, since it is your final show in studio anyway?
It is, man. I'm telling you, it's been incredibly fun. And here's the thing that I will throw out there for everybody to know with the scoreboard show. We love talking about the local teams. We're super fortunate because we have so many good teams in this area. The kids, as much as we can talk about the kids, that's always a good thing. And I don't know where the time's gone.
Mm-hmm.
From first football show in August to dang near March.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow begins the Ides of March, my friend.
Tons of fun. I love it. They'll hear from us at a state site.
Yep.
Here in a couple weeks.
Next Friday. We'll have a show next Saturday. Again, just programming note, next Saturday will be the scoreboard show after all the substates have concluded. Boz and I will break everything down. He'll be remote. I'll be on site, and we'll break everything down for you for state, because state basketball just a couple weeks away to crowning some champions.
Let's go.
For Joseph Curry down at Care, Kurt Kilman up here in studio, my great friend and partner Chris Boswell, this is Jake Spaulding saying so long, February. We'll see you in March. Substate basketball continues tomorrow. State wrestling as well. Keep it locked on MSC Sports for everything you need to know about our local student athletes. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JBN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.